first glance, the commandment appears prosaic. It is, as it were, scriptural safety regulation. But Frost allows us to understand that something else is going on here in this very verse. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah episode 126. Good fences make good roofs. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen groundswell under it, and spills the upper boulders in the sun, and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. So writes the man, the poet, that we have been discussing several times in previous podcasts in the past weeks, Robert Frost. Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Here the poet describes his dislike of the wall that is coming up between him and his neighbor. Strikingly, the poem is most famous for what the neighbor replies to the poet, explaining why the wall must exist. He says again, Frost writes, good fences make good neighbors. The poem is always associated with the last line, and it is assumed that that is the lesson that Frost seeks to teach. As many have noted, that does not seem to be so. Indeed, Frost's attitude, at least one possible perspective, is offered at the opening. Something there is that doesn't love a wall. The wall, in other words, is something that strikes him, aesthetically or ethically, as ugly. He may have to live with it, but that does not mean that he likes it. Austin Allen, in an interesting article published on the website of the Poetry Foundation, writes as follows, quote, because the neighbor gets the last word, it's possible to read good fences make good neighbors as the poem's straightforward message. A more complex reading, alert to Frost's ironic style, would side firmly with the speaker. In this view, the speaker nurses a healthy suspicion of barriers that serve no clear purpose. He is open to communication and new ideas, wary of anything that arbitrarily divides people. End quote. Of course, another way of reading the poem is that both perspectives must be taken in tandem. Something there is within us, to paraphrase the poem, that doesn't like a wall. But sometimes walls are important, because it is true that good fences make good neighbors. We bear this in mind as we consider an interesting mitzvah, one which is our mitzvah for the day, the mitzvah of ma'aka, a fence or parapet or wall. Deuteronomy describes one who has built a new house, a bayit chadash. Such a person is commanded, v'yasita ma'aka legagecha, you shall make a fence or a boundary, a barrier, for your roof in order to ensure that it is safe. Creating a home in which the roof is dangerous for anyone upon it, Deuteronomy declares, may bring guilt upon that house. And thus again, you shall make a ma'aka for your roof. Or if you will, good fences make good roofs. At first glance, the commandment appears prosaic. It is, as it were, scriptural safety regulation. But Frost allows us to understand that something else is going on here in this very verse. One can imagine one who has built a new home, who is overcome with pride at the edifice established. Imagine the homeowner standing on the roof of the house, looking out at the vista. One can imagine the homeowner, the home builder, dispensing with concerns of safety. A fence, a wall, a parapet might ruin the view. And indeed, one could argue that there may be aesthetic or even spiritual experiences to be gained from gazing out at the world from a height. And so there is the instinctive element that oft appears, something there is that doesn't love a wall. And here the Torah steps in and insists that while vistas are valuable, we cannot let our urge for a view interfere with our obligations to ourselves and others. We cannot let an aesthetic sense allow us to ignore what is right in front of our face. Good fences, in other words, do not only at times make good neighbors, they make good homeowners. In the article in the Poetry Foundation website, we are told of a comment that Frost made when he was older, long after he wrote the poem. He, in verse, reflected, I could have done better for them, probably, for the generality, by saying, something there is that doesn't love a wall, something there is that does. Why didn't I say that? I didn't mean that. I meant to leave that until later in the poem. I left it there. The article continues, the aging Frost also reflected, maybe I was both fellows in the poem. And it adds, so ambiguous is mending wall that it seems to play games with us, volleying us first toward one interpretation, then another. End quote. In the end, there are values to views and vistas, and there are importance, but making boundaries also has its place. And thus the commandment to create a fence around our roofs is an important mitzvah and also a metaphor for life. There are those that have vision, but ignore the demands that are right in front of their face. Meanwhile, there are those that are ever attentive to everyday issues, important issues, essential issues, but do not think beyond, do not plan for what is to come far in the future. One might say, a bit perhaps poetically, that scripture asks of us to view life as if standing from a roof with a ma'aka, one that seeks to look far into the distance, but to always be aware of the importance of boundaries, of fences, of distinctions, and defenses. Good fences make good roofs, and a roof with a fence is a symbol of a life well lived. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.